Bernie Sanders, Trump will defy science and sacrifice lives to hold rallies. By Hannah Blow on June 17, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, on Wednesday declared President Trump is defying science and sacrificing lives. All to hear cheers from an adoring crowd at his rallies. This is what narcissism is about. Trump, in order to hear cheers from an adoring crowd, will defy science and sacrifice lives, not just those who go to his rally but those they come in contact with, the Vermont senator said, outlining his concerns. For the health of the American people he must be defeated, he declared. The Trump campaign is resuming the president's iconic MAGA rallies, which have been paused since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Nearly 1 million people have requested tickets for his upcoming June 20 rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Despite the campaign's coronavirus disclaimer and looming concerns over the virus, the campaign and local leaders have indicated they are in search of a different location to hold the massive event due to the overwhelming response, as concerns rise over the increase of cases in the area. Vice President Mike Pence indicated they are also looking at outside activities. "We're excited we're being recognized as one of the first states to safely and measurably reopen," Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, R, said on Monday. "I'm looking for a potential other venue that maybe we could move it outside. It's still kind of in the works." The campaign announced this week it will perform temperature checks on attendees and provide masks and hand sanitizer. Sanders has also expressed disgust with the GOP's decision to hold the celebration of Trump's nomination in Jacksonville, Florida, boldly contending the president is endangering people. The consistent critiques come as massive protests break out across the country, sparked by the death of George Floyd. However, many of the protests, some of which, in the beginning, turned into violent riots, have morphed into demonstrations for sister causes. On Saturday, for example, a crowd, a combination of Black Lives Matter and LGBT activists, chanted, danced, and twerked in front of officers standing on the sidewalk near Mayor Muriel Bowser's, D.C. home. Sunday saw thousands gathered around Brooklyn Museum Plaza in New York for a show of solidarity for Black trans lives. Interestingly, Sanders, who is accusing the president of literally risking people's lives, has praised the protesters flocking to the streets, protesters who are engaging in precisely the anti-science behavior Sanders purportedly stands against. "I'm very proud of the people standing up for justice and taking to the streets," Sanders stated this month. "When we study history, we look at pivotal moments: the Civil War, the Great Depression, World War II. People will look back on this time as one of those moments," he added. Sanders is in good company, as many of the critics lambasting President Trump's decision to hold rallies have openly supported demonstrators and, in some cases, joined them after first throwing their indignation aside to protest.